Well, we continue with our coverage of coronavirus locally with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center joining us once again this morning. With us, President CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, Marketing Director Tobias Pugsley, and Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass joins us this morning as well. And Judge Pendergrass, we'll start with you. Let's talk about additional preparations being taken by the county for the coronavirus.
Okay, good morning, and thank you, Brad. And what we in the county have been doing since the governor declared on March the 11th is working on the plans that I think that you're going to be excited to hear about today. And in conjunction with that and the protection of our employees here in Baxter County, I filed as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon a disaster emergency proclamation. And that was filed verbally with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management for the main purpose of being the availability of supplies through the common market, and it's beginning very tight. We can't access the things for our first responders in the county. The hospital is running short on theirs and getting tight. So this will allow us to go through the processes of emergency management and the health department to get those supplies here as we work through this particular pandemic.
You know, Brad, it's very important that we all work together during this pandemic, because it's so easy to look other ways or try to protect only yourself, and we'll all succeed so much better if we work together. And we're so fortunate to be able to, as a hospital, to be able to be in this community and to be able to work with individuals like the judge. With him calling this disaster emergency, this will really help us out, as he mentioned, with the supplies. We've been working closely with the mayor. You know, even the school system has jumped in. Even though they're closed, they're helping us out with some child care things. And the churches have all been cooperating with us. Most of those are canceling services. And the community has been very helpful and very supportive. At our blood drive the other day, we had a very good turnout, and we really appreciated that. And that's what we all need to do, is work together and help each other. And, of course, while we're doing that, we have to self-distance.
We've been doing that. And those rules, Brad, in Baxter County have been set in place, as many of those have been announced. For our employees, it's very possible that we'll put our buildings in lockdown as this moves forward and do more extreme screening for the Baxter County offices. But we have to deal with it, law enforcement and with the court systems, and that's the hurdle we're trying to get over now. But Baxter Regional has been a wonderful partner. The Baxter County Health Officer has been right beside me through all of this, and we've been working on this for the 2 weeks that it's been proclaimed.
We really appreciate your partnership, mm-hmm. Judge, and also want to put this out there. We're building a database of resources, so if there's any churches out there that, or any organizations that, you know, think they might have supplies that the hospital might make use of, or they want to make a donation, please email marketing@baxterregional.org, and what we're doing is we're just adding that for the database just to be prepared in case we need it. Not, you know, we want everybody to be calm, but, you know, we like to have those things in place just in case anything happens. We also are really, really excited today to announce the additional preparation that we're taking for the COVID-19, and that's the launch of the Baxter Regional COVID-19 Hotline. And what we're going to do is today at 9 a.m., that hotline is going to launch. That phone number is going to be 870-508-7001, and we're going to make that available to the members of our community daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Stephanie's going to tell you about how that works and how that's going to who's going to staff that.
Okay, so if you go to BaxterRegional.org, there will be a series of questions posted. So you're going to ask yourself those questions. If you answer no to all of the questions, there is no need to proceed. If you answer yes to any of the questions, you should either call your personal care provider, or you can call our hotline, as Tobias mentioned, at 508-7001. A nurse practitioner will be available to take your call. He or she will then proceed to ask you the same screening questions. Depending on your responses, the nurse practitioner will either direct you to stay at home and quarantine, or they can transfer your call to your PCP or advise you to come to the ED or send out an ambulance if needed. Many of the clinics in town are now offering drive-up testing if you meet the screening criteria. I can't stress enough, though, that if you are going to go to the ED or clinic, you must notify the facility prior to your arrival so that precautions can be taken. We have decided to go this route rather than drive-through testing because we are getting information from a lot of area clinics that they are having to shut down these services because they are running out of supplies. Also, a lot of the primary care physicians in the area have stressed that they want to be able to assess their patients if needed. So they want the patients to come to their clinic so that they can be assessed and tested there if needed.
Guys, again, the number's 870-508-7001. At what time does that launch today?
It's going to launch at 9 a.m., Brad.
Okay.
And you know, like Stephanie said, the reason why, you know, everybody here has been working around the clock in preparation for all of this. And it's just, you know, we're closely monitoring what's happening at the Arsenal Department of Health, the CDC, and what's happening around in other communities and trying, you know, we're constantly in contact with them, learning best practices so that we can keep our community as safe as possible. So that's going on. And also, we're making some really quick additional strides in our telehealth, Brad, so that we have the ability to see patients in ways that we never have before. And Ron's going to tell us a little bit about some of the work that leadership's been doing to make to be able to continue healthcare as this stuff unfolds.
Yes, I think, thank you, Tobias. I think that several primary care clinics in the area and several physician clinics, I should say, not just primary care, but several physician clinics have been working with their computer systems, and I know Baxter Regional has with all our clinics, and we should be able to start providing that telehealth, telemedicine, as the president has announced and said that we should try to move towards, and the governor, we should be able to start those next week. And so we're getting that information together. We've been working very hard the last few days to be able to provide that service, and I think next week we'll be out there providing it. And I know that there are several other physician clinics that are providing that service also.
And how that fits into what we've been doing, Brad, you know, we have our app for non-COVID-related things, and that's BaxterRegionalCare.com. You can go there on your smartphone. It'll redirect you to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. You can download that, and for only $69, you can see a physician for, you know, non-related COVID thing, or you can call your primary care. So how, the way this fits into our that is, you know, our providers will be able to see patients from their home, from their office, so that they don't have to come in for scheduled visits. And so that's really exciting. You know, they're also looking into additional things on the home monitoring side. And Brad, I just want to stress to listeners and everybody out there, you know, we continue to get inundated with phone calls and messages, and that's okay. We understand people are concerned. But I want to make very clear our chain of communication. We put out information here on KTLO every morning, same time, Monday through Friday. We just last night launched the revamp of our website that houses all the local information that you need on the COVID-19. Also, there's a link there to listen to the previous shows that we've recorded on this. Also, as we launch, as these providers are able to do these telehealth visits from their office for scheduled visits, we're going to be putting that information out as those providers become available on this show. We're also going to add that to the website. We then share that on Facebook. We're really trying to do everything that we can to hit all the different audiences on that. So my ask today to the community is, as we put out this hotline today, please share it for us. It really helps distribute to the community so that they have that number, so they have that information if they need it. And we just appreciate the community support. Like Ron said, it's been wonderful, the outpouring. And you know, I think everybody's concerned, but I'll tell you who's resilient right now is our nurses, our staff, our physicians, our leadership. They're working right now in a way that it just makes me proud to be a part of this organization, because while we're concerned, we're not scared. We're going to beat this thing, and we're going to band together as a community, and we're going to do this.
And we're going to have a big group hug.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Hey, a couple of quick other questions this morning. I know you guys have been providing updates on test results each day this week. Any changes in those from yesterday?
We have no changes. You know, unfortunately, the tests that we have sent out, the labs are just full of tests, and so they're backlogged, and so it's taking days to get these results back. And so that's really why we have to be cautious and screening these people and only screening people who meet or testing people that meet criteria, because if we screen, if we test everybody, then it just inundates the system.
I think it's important for people to know too, Brad. I mean, I feel like maybe perhaps that we're setting on information and not sharing with the community, and that is totally not true. At the moment that we know something, we will start distributing it through the, you know, through our channels when we legally can. And so I you know, like Stephanie said, we just the backup of the lab is causing some of these issues.
Right, Stephanie. Another quick question for you. I've had several folks ask, if someone contracts the coronavirus, can they get that a second time?
I wouldn't think so. I would think that they would have immunity and that they would be considered immune, kind of like any other illness.
Okay, guys. Anything else we need to mention this morning?
Brad, I just want to make sure everybody understands that, you know, we are trying to do everything to prevent it. We want to minimize it. We will not completely have it not here in Baxter County. It will be coming. There's 62 cases confirmed now in the state. Everybody's saying, well, do you have you know, that first one? That first one's not that important. What's important is that we keep the total number down. And the only way we'll be able to do that is by acting now on preventing it. And that's why the social distancing, the isolations, those type of things are extremely important.
Exactly. All right. Hey, guys, thank you again this morning for the time. Folks are really appreciating these updates. Very important. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
All right. Thank you again. It's Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass, Ron Peterson, the president and CEO of Baxter Regional Medical Center, infection preventionist Stephanie Free, and marketing director Tobias Pugsley.